Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have Nia with me.
Hi.
So we're going to talk about people using your tools in the treatment room. And I've talked about this with Masay and Carla too, but I'm curious what your situation was.
So I haven't had anybody take my tools, but I have heard, due to how our spa is set up, we can hear pretty much everything.
The
So
jingle in your house.
exactly. So yeah, okay, so when I was in the room, I was in a male Brazilian, and he had like just shaved like 2 weeks ago, so a
Okay.
lot of the hairs
Stubby.
didn't even pull, and there was a lot of stubblies left over. I had extra time, and I literally spent like an extra like probably 15, 20 minutes just
Really?
plucking.
Well,
Yes.
that's nice.
Right. I'm like, and I'm technically not even supposed to do that. So
I mean, that's just extra above and
yeah,
beyond.
I was like, I mean, I
Usually
have the
I do that.
time. Yeah,
Yeah,
usually we don't. Yeah.
that's
So
awesome.
I had extra time, and he was like really picky. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. But then I was like, okay, like this is all we'll be able to get for the day. Like, we'll don't shave in
Yes,
between. Like, let these
don't
hairs
waste your
grow.
time.
Yes. And so he was in the room for like an extra like 5 or 10 minutes. And at first I was
You're
just
like, this
like,
is wild.
yeah. And our other esthetician, when he was here, and she knocked on the door. She literally was like, is everything okay? Like, so he was just
Help, somebody.
so he was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'll be out in a minute. And then I heard my tool, like, well, I heard
The
the
barber
tool,
stop,
yeah, yep.
like,
And I was
clanking.
like, and me and Adrian like literally looked at each other like,
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 oh, he's using my stuff.
yeah. And so then he was in there for another like 10 or 15
Oh,
minutes.
he's like, I'm gonna get a couple more.
And then he even came out and admitted it. He was like, yeah, sorry, I was using your tools. So I
He said it
said,
straight up, so he wasn't trying to get away with
and
it.
I
He was
said,
just
yeah, I could hear you.
that's so funny. You're like, yeah, I know what you're doing,
Yeah, like,
and
I was
don't
like,
touch my stuff.
yeah, I was like, yeah, that's kind of not allowed, like, to touch our tools, like,
You're so
it's a
sweet. You're like, no, they're
sanitation
not
thing,
allowed.
like,
Oh, you're like, yeah, that's not allowed. You're
yeah.
like, I it. You're like, it's kind of not allowed.
Just
Okay.
trying to be nice about it, but like also let them know don't do that again.
We're talking about all these crazy things that happen. I definitely have heard of people using tools. I've heard people stealing tools. Somebody stole my tools before. But I've also heard, like, the same thing, people have, like, waxed themselves. I have never had that happen,
No.
at least to my
Right,
knowledge,
right, right.
you know. But she said that, the last place she worked, somebody was waxing themselves, so they had to dump, like, the whole,
Yeah, because we don't know what you did in there.
yeah, we don't know if you dropped a dip or
Yeah.
anything. So it makes me kind of curious. That's another reason why, like, I keep all the lids, like the metal lids, because you can get silicone lids too. Those are quiet. I'd rather have the
We
loud
could
lids.
hear everything you're
Yes,
doing.
I want to hear them, like, clanking around. But when a guy lasts in the room too long, I think to myself, well, are they doing something, like,
Yes,
inappropriate?
that was our first thought. That's why Adrian knocked on the door, like, excuse me.
Yeah, and that kind of thinks, makes me think of that guy that had just tried to book the other day. So I was thinking back on when he came in here last, because I didn't have a chance to put a bunch of notes in, which is so important in the style of my bed. But when I did his wax, I was doing, like, body parts, like chest, stomach, everything was fine.
I
And it
think I
was
was here.
just when I was doing, I think you were too, and it's just when I was doing the Brazilian that, and I'm thinking maybe he's nervous because it keeps coming up and then going down and then going up. And for those of you that are listening, I'm talking about an erection. It was coming up and going down, coming up and going down. And usually that's a sign that they're trying to control themselves, but, they're just really nervous. But it got to a point where it happened a couple times, and everything goes in threes in my mind. So it's like, okay, strike one, strike two. Okay, so now I'm like, all right, you really need to handle the body. Get the body under control. Think of dead puppies, think of grandma, I don't care. Just think, get your mind off of what's going on. So we got through the service, but at the end of it, I told him, and I told him in the lobby, if I remember right, I told him that, you can come back for other body parts, but we're not going to do Brazilian on you anymore. So I am going to make note of that in his profile. But I remember when he left the room, and I'm waiting for him with water, just, to check him out. But he had went to the bathroom first. And I do you remember that? Okay, so just so you get her ideas.
Oh, sorry.
So yes. So
In
I
my
remember
mind.
he was in the bathroom for a while, and there was, like wet paper towels in the trash, and like it looked like he had done stuff, like, you know,
Yeah.
to be honest, it looked like he had jacked off in the bathroom and then came up here. So it's like, okay, that kind of solidified, yeah, you're doing this for the wrong reasons, and you're trying to get a rise out of us, and we're just not gonna play those games.
Exactly.
So that's like where my mind goes first when somebody's taking too long in the room to come out. I'm like, what are they doing? You know,
Exactly.
I've worked somewhere else before where, and I've had Amalia on the show before. She's on the podcast before. She had this happen to her where a gentleman just tripped off in the room after the service, and it was like all in her trash can.
It's
And they left
disgusting.
the lid open, and it's just all in there. It was almost like no shame, or maybe like he wanted them to see it, you know? It was so gross. So now anytime anybody takes too long in there, I'm like, oh, are you okay? What are you doing? You know? And just to catch them off guard, but whatever it is that they need to do,
Exactly.
they could just be moving slow, you know?
Or using your tools
Or using your tools, yeah. We're
or
stealing your
using their
craft.
tool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Touching their tool.
Yeah, this is what we
Oh
go
gosh.
through.
Yeah, right? All the things to think about.
Yeah, I like it was
Yeah.
funny because Adrian knocked. She knocked twice. She knocked the first time, she's like, "Is everything all right?" And then the second time she knocked and she was like, "We have appointments."
Yeah,
Like,
after you like
yeah.
need to step out, that's a lot. It to be not only like warned the first time, like, hey,
And
like
then
we know
you
you're in
still
here a long
stayed for
time.
another.
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy
Yeah,
actually.
like you didn't
But
care
like,
at
yeah.
all. You just were like,
Not only is that disrespectful to us and our schedule, but
Yeah.
it's disrespectful to the people
And
that
he
you
was a
serve
barber.
under you.
Like, how would you feel if I just started using your clippers after you cut my hair?
Oh my gosh.
Or if I just sat in your chair after you finished cutting my hair until I was
Yeah,
ready to
not
go?
moving.
Like,
Just playing with the pumps going up and down. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. So he works in an appointment-based industry. And he's doing that. That's so weird. That's so weird. Wow. Some people just don't surprise me.
Yeah.
And then I am surprised, and then I'm not surprised. And then I'm like, I love people and I hate people. We were just talking about clients the other day, like people that we've like lost along the way, which is sad. Last year, we lost a friend of a girl. They would come in together. It was one of the girls that would see the safe normally. Those two girls, they come in together, and it was like their friendship time. You know, they'd meet for their wax. You know, one would get waxed, they'd switch, you know, under the table, and the other one would get waxed. Well, both of them didn't come for a few months, and we're like, what's going on? You know, like, where have they been? And then one girl comes in, and she did her Brazilian, and then Missy asked her, she asked her, oh, how's, you know, such and such doing? And she was like, oh, she passed away. She's like, that's why I haven't been here. So it was like a horrible car accident. And we were talking about that. This is so Jade's with us now. So Jade is, she were just talking about that in the last appointment, how it, what it's like to lose people in the treatment room. Like you've had people come to you and you almost feel like they're family because you just know them so well, and then they pass away.
Well, luckily I didn't lose her in the treatment room, but she was
Oh
my
my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, I didn't even think about that. Could you
No.
imagine if someone just croaked on your
Somebody's like,
table?
what do they mean by that?
She was my oldest client, and she passed away. I believe she had a surgery scheduled, and on last month I seen her. She actually left me a really big tip, and I told her, "I think you did a mistake." And she said, "Well, this is in case I don't make it." Yeah, and a month later, I got a text from her daughter, which I didn't know, but I guess she found my number in her cell phone, and she reached out to me and said, "Sorry to give you the bad news, but my mom passed away. Thank you for
Oh,
taking such good care of her.
yeah.
I know she appreciated everything you did for her." And yes, so
You
yes,
bawled your eyes out.
yes, it was really sad. Really
I
sad
would,
because
I
you
know.
really get attached.
You do.
Yeah.
I felt it was like my grandma. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, like a grandma
yeah.
passing away.
Yeah. So we have a regular of mine that comes in. She had been with me for like maybe 4 years before she introduced me to her mom. And her mom started coming with her, and it was like a mom and daughter thing, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, I remember something was going on, and there was like kind of a bad downfall. It was like a decline in her health, and then I was only seeing the daughter, and then I was like checking in, like, how is mom doing, you know, this and that, and then she's like, oh yeah, she passed away. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I remember going home that day and just like bawling my eyes out. And I remember when her mom's birthday is, so I always kind of check in with her, like, hey, it's the newborns today.
Or, yeah.
You know, and it's just sad. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to know these people and you talk to them for like an hour or so at a time, even 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than some of the people that we're related to, you know.
Right.
Like, I don't even talk to my cousins or my, you know, even my sister in Florida. Like, I don't talk to her that often and that long. Maybe I should, I don't know, maybe it's bad, but we see these people every 4 weeks and we grow an attachment to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one of my regulars, I think you'll remember talking about, she brings in her daughter with her every time in the morning on Fridays, and she gets there from the princess sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've known her since her eldest was in diapers in the stroller. And now she has her fourth one on the way. You know, it's just crazy. You get attached to people that you see all the time.
Definitely.
It's so sad. Well, we started on a funny note, and now it's depressing. Well, anyway, thank you for listening to School with You Tuesday. Until next week.
Bye. Bye.